afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is, what's today? I always do that. Tuesday, May the 22nd. That happens when you get older. Forget what day it is. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour of The Flip Side, brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number of the Republic Trading Group is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. Today's Bob Chapman special is the $10, in other words, the half ounce, 1984 modern commemorative in proof condition. It's amazing. Buy proof coins for pretty much bullion prices today. $350. You buy more than 10, you get an automatic free subscription to the Chapman International Forecaster. And to secure them, I don't have many, to be perfectly honest with you. I secured 100, and that's all we got. And you can give us a call. If you call now, obviously, it'll take you to an automatic voice machine. So if you wait until after the hour and you call Republic, we'll be able to take care of you. Why should you buy gold? I think by the end of this hour, without even mentioning gold, because we're going to talk about other things, but without mentioning gold, what I'm going to talk about is the reason why you should be buying gold, and lots of it. Quick check of what happened on Wall Street today. Dow closed down almost 3 points at 13,539. They were a little disappointed that the Alcoa takeover bid has fallen short. Wall Street wasn't buoyed by a fall in oil prices by more than a dollar. Or the blunt trade warnings that came from China. NASDAQ, on the other hand, did find some sunlight, closed up 9 points at 2,588. Needless to say, the story the last few days has been the U.S. dollar. Dollar once again gaining a little strength today. Dollar index closing at 82.31. And we'll have the metal prices for you when we return.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for Tuesday.
Somewhere there's a stolen halo.
Gold, obviously, suffering from the strengthening or perceived strengthening in the dollar. Gold closed down $3.80 to end the day at $660.30. Silver, or 14 cents, closed today at $12.99. It always amazes me when they close silver at $12.99. They couldn't close it at $13. No, we've got to do it at $12.99. Platinum was the biggest loser on the day, down $25 at $1,296. Palladium, all $4 at $3.73. As we mentioned, the U.S. dollar marginally stronger by 15 basis points today. U.S. dollar index closing at 82.31. U.S. crude oil, off a penny. Well, that should be great news at the pumps. It cost me $60 to fill my tank. You know, there's a correlation between higher gas prices, and I swear this is a fact of life. All your low-end, well, put it this way, where people who obviously operate with not too much money, where they shop, Walmart, Kmart, are noticing a big decline in month-to-month sales. And it's kind of correlating with the higher gas prices. Is it possible that people are not spending the money at Kmart and Walmart because they stick in the money they would spend there in their gas tank? Anyway, just speculation on my part. Talking about gold, where's gold going? I know when gold declines a buck, everybody gets worried. Don't worry. Gee. Gold producer Newmont Mining said predictions that the yellow metal could hit as much as $750 an ounce by the end of the year were achievable as locked-in factors continued to nudge the price into even higher positive territory. We believe the benchmark is not out of the realm of possibility as there are fundamental factors which will not change in that time but which will continue to pressure the gold price to nudge higher. This according to Russell Clark, who's Newmont's regional group executive for operations. He was speaking at an Australian gold conference in Perth. He noted that in the past 5 years, global gold production has fallen at a time when the China bull market and the emergence of a burgeoning middle class in India had brought pressure on dwindling global gold stocks. In that period, gold production costs have risen about 45%. The one advantage in this pressure cycle is that the price of gold has risen, averaging $599 an ounce in 2006, and today it is $662, an increase of 10% already on the 2006, and the potential for a 20% increase by year's end exists, putting gold within sight of $750, he added. Clark went on to add, Newmont had been among leading gold producers whose output had fallen down to 5.9 million ounces in 2006. He said, we expect further declines to around our guidance for 2007 of between 4.2 million and 5.6 million ounces, but we will see a kick from next year. So, facts are the facts. Fundamentals are firmly in place. Supply and demand, economics 101. I love it when it works out that way, because demand is increasing, supply is dwindling, ergo, higher prices. Take advantage of the Chapman special while you can. Now for the bad news. We now find out that the full context of the immigration amnesty bill was only received by elected representatives late yesterday. You know that none of them have read it. However, early indications are, in section 413, it spells out in no uncertain terms the reason for this immigration overhaul bill, and that is to push through, yes, well, they call it, what do they call it? They've given it another sublime name, Partnership for Prosperity Agreement. See, they know, listen, we can't call it the North American Union thing any longer. People are wising up to what we're trying to do. Let's come up with another name. So we have the Partnership for Prosperity Agreement. Now, who can be? Who's going to vote against prosperity and partnership? It's a win-win situation for everybody concerned. Well, pretty much what Section 413 is. It instructs the Congress to ratify this partnership, and the partnership is, yes, between Canada and Mexico and the United States. It also goes further. It instructs Congress that the United States taxpayer, let me reiterate that point, the United States taxpayer, in order to alleviate the problems with illegals crossing the border, that the U.S. taxpayers now have to help Mexican government with a whole litany of welfare programs. Yes, my friends, charity spreads far when it's not your money. It is almost mind-boggling in the proportion of what we are dealing with here. And let me just remind you that the president has said glowing things about this immigration bill, how it's going to solve all our problems, how it's going to reinforce security at the border, how we're going to employ another 9,000 border guards. Although that's, most people say, is wishful thinking. We can't train 3,000, let alone how long is it going to take to train 9,000. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff there in Section 413. So just keep that one on your radar screen. Now, from a website that I found earlier today called The Conservative Voice, I'm always skeptical when I see that now. I always go, oh, not another one. But this one was pretty good. It talks about the immigration bill. Let me share it with you. The Senate turned back an early attack on the broad immigration overhaul Tuesday, keeping alive a temporary worker provision that could bring as many as 600,000 foreign laborers each year to the land of the free and the home of the brave. Senators voted 64-31 to reject a proposal offered by Senator Byron Dorgan, and supported by some labor unions to delete the program, which was one of the measure's key elements. The vote was the first big test for the improbable coalition that wrote the measure and is struggling to keep the fragile deal from unraveling under pressure from across the political spectrum. The bill still faces a myriad of assaults, including further Democratic attempts to limit or alter the temporary worker program, which would bring in foreign employees on a two-year visa. Oh, by the way, the Voice of America today announced that 8,000 Burundis are going to be settling in Phoenix, Arizona, thanks to the UN's humanitarian effort. Now, these people are just shipping 8,000 Burundis. If you don't know where Burundi is, remember that little thing in Rwanda with the Hutsis and the Tutsis? Well, it's 8,000 of them. Coming to? Yes, Phoenix. Isn't that going to be wonderful? Getting back to the bill. The bill will also toughen border security, give quick legal status to an estimated 12 million immigrants in the country unlawfully, and create a new workplace verification system to bar undocumented workers from getting jobs. Well, what does that mean? That means national ID card. This does not mean that only immigrants have cards they have to produce when they apply for a job, get a driver's license, and all that other kind of... No, it means you have to prove who you are. It will create a point system for future immigration applicants that would place less emphasis on family connections and more on education and skills in demand by U.S. businesses. You know, Byron Dorgan, I watched him on the floor today. Don't ask me why I do that. I don't know why I watch this stuff on C-SPAN. But for me, it's kind of like driving past a car wreck. You can't help but look. You know, as much as don't look there. You have to look. You have to see the gore. You know, it's like watching sausages being made. It's disgusting. Anyway, Byron Dorgan was there. And he was making some salient points about what large numbers of low-skill, less intelligent workers will have on Americans. And I'll share that with you when we return.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our web banner for the address. Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
How I'm getting along.
Welcome back, my friends.
I guess you think I can't make it.
Before we continue with the immigration story, look, it's a big story. It's, it's amazing. You know the great thing about Ron Paul? I said this to Mr. Stadtmuller early today. One of the greatest things for me with Ron Paul, and I'm being very selfish on this one, is he has brought out of the woodwork every single person that you may have thought was liberty-orientated in their lives and has proved how anti-liberty these people are. And it's amazing to watch. It's amazing to see. So we don't have to guess anymore on who the enemy is. Anyway, let's go to, is it Morris? Is it Morris in Texas? Hello, Morris.
Hello?
Yeah, is it Morris or did I read it wrong?
No, it's Morris in Texas.
How you doing, brother?
Fine, sir. Hey, I really love you. You know, Mr. Otto, I was on his show the other night. He was one of the gentlemen that woke up Mr. Stant Miller, I believe. And he has a show there on Republic. I'm talking about House Senate Bill 792. And the reason I called into your program, we have a real situation here in Texas with this Audubon Highway, or as Mr. Otto or myself, other people would call it the Synagogue of Satan Highway coming through our state here. And we have the luxury of knowing that nine members are going to be appointed, three by our lieutenant governor, three by our Speaker of the House that we're presently trying to remove, and three members by our governor, the 39% man, or some people call the Biox man because he's doing this Biox bailout with this trying to call all of our 10-year-old daughters whores in this state by giving them this vaccine that they don't need.
So,
but the bottom line is this is really a nightmarish bill. I've read it. It's 67 pages long. It's Senate Bill 792, and there shouldn't be a Texan in the state that wants to support this bill.
Listen, I got bad news for it. Its sister companion is sitting in Section 413 of the immigration bill.
Oh, definitely. But, I mean, this is just Agenda 21, North American Union.
Yeah, but the kicker with this bill is guess who pays for it?
How much would it cost in gold?
I mean, this is the most insane thing I've ever heard, and I don't have the full context, and I guess nobody does. It's just little blurbs I got out of what's in the Section 413.
Yeah, well, I've read this entire bill, 67 pages, and my eyes were bleeding.
Amazing. I mean, it is amazing.
Yeah. The only thing that I was going to say, it's really urgent that we, I put out a call. I've called every House representative and every senator to vote this down and to shut it down. And we're hoping that it will go into a special session and try to get some sanity out of it. But this is beyond nightmarish.
Yeah. Oh, it's what we are witnessing is, and you know, I'm not touting my horn here or John Stackmiller's horn or any of us old timers in this business, but we've been talking about this for a decade, you know, and we were labeled kooks and wackos and weirdos and black helicopter crowd, but this is the culmination of this whole insidious policy that has been implemented by the elites at the Council on Foreign Relations.
This is a Council of Nine bill, if I've ever seen it. I mean,
yep.
But you know, the only thing that I was going to say, I don't want to take a lot of time, but I'm just saying that Hitler himself, I don't even believe that Stalin would have put this on paper. It's bad.
Well, sure, because they were nationalists.
Yes, right.
You know,
but I mean, this is beyond treason. This is what do you call the ultimate treason? Where they, you know, there's hangings after the trials.
I'm not sure of the word, but I'm sure someone will call it
high treason.
High treason.
High treason.
Yes. So, yeah. But in.
Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to call in. If anybody can help us out, we've been fighting this and it's been stalled out. And we're hoping it'll go into some kind of special session. As far as I know, they've taken no action on it. But anybody and everybody can call in against Senate Bill 792. This is just, if anybody even had just an inkling that they would be engineering and designing and constructing such a takeover, Audubon, military land grab. I'm lost for words. I'm devastated, and I just wanted to call in because I was hoping, you know, and I just really appreciate you for doing this.
My pleasure, man. Hey, listen, there's a reason why the Supreme Court gave its nod to eminent domain, brother.
you nailed it there, my friend.
Thanks, Morris. We'll take a short break and be right back with a lot more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time,
Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, my friends. One of my favorite little bum songs, Don't Pay the Ferryman. Could also say Don't Pay the Taxman. It works. How far out of touch is the President of the United States? Well, when you get staunch conservatives like Bruce Bartlett, who offers an article in the neoconservative publication of National Review Online, you know things are getting a little, interesting. It's nice to see some of these staunch neoconservatives finally seeing the light. Unfortunately, as I said earlier, you know, the other day I promised I wasn't going to listen to mainstream conservative talk radio anymore because I just had enough of it. But it's like the car wreck scenario. You know, you can't help yourself. You got to look every now and again. So I flipped the dial today and was listening to Rush. And all of a sudden he's attacking the elitists within the Republican Party. He is trying to once again garnish a ground-level support of the troops. But he's so misguided in so many of the things. Today he was talking about exceptionalism, and I can't get into exceptionalism on this show because it's to take too long to get to. But exceptionalism this is what these neoconservatives do. They take things that were meant in a different light and they turn it around to meet their own political agenda. But anyway, Rush is starting to have this metamorphosis, if you will, of coming to grips with this immigration bill. But he can't connect that the same people that are pushing the immigration bill are the same people that pushed the war on Iraq. And if the people that pushed this immigration bill, according to Russia, are these elitists within the Republican Party and these elitists within the Democratic Party, the reason why he can't understand anything, because he still doesn't believe that the Council on Foreign Relations, he thinks it's just a benign old boys club where guys sit around, drink fine cognacs, and smoke big stogie cigars. So his whole basis of understanding what's going on, unfortunately, leaves a lot to be desired. Maybe he should untie the other half of his brain, and he'll be able to comprehend things with a little bit more sanity. But Bruce Bartlett comes out and he says, you know, the light went on for him with the debacle of the Medicaid drug bill. He said, which was ran through Congress in the dead of night, just hours after a conference agreement had been reached. Well, hello, guess what they're doing with this immigration bill? He goes on, neither Bush nor his congressional lackeys dared allow any member to actually read the bill or know what they were voting for, because then it would be obvious the bill was unaffordable and almost certainly would go down to defeat. Well, hello. How many times do one have to repeat things? So he goes, this was his moment of zen. Way to go, Bruce. At least you got an open mind. And he says, Bush's strongest argument for the passage of the Medicaid bill had nothing to do with the problems some seniors were having with the high cost of prescription drugs. It was all about the politics. Republicans had to support the drug giveaway to buy votes of the AARP, the giant senior citizen lobbying arm, which had endorsed the legislation. Bush assured wavering congressmen that they were guaranteeing their re-election by getting the large and growing elderly population to vote Republican. He told them then that Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Lyndon Johnson had gotten earlier generations of elderly voters to go Democratic by giving them Social Security and Medicaid. Is he this stupid? Oh, sorry. We're referring to the president, the most powerful man in the free world. He says, rather than buy the elderly's vote for good, however, they were only rented for the 2004 election and the only one Bush cared about. There's precious little evidence that the multi-trillion dollar drug benefit has done anything to change the basic political leanings of seniors. Well, there you go. Then he goes on. And he says, now it seems that conservatives will once again be asked to throw away their principles for illusionary political gains. Bush will no doubt explain to congressional Republicans that they must vote for the immigration bill without taking any time to study or analyze it, because otherwise they will forever lose the large and rapidly growing Hispanic vote. According to a Census Bureau report released last week, Hispanics are now the largest minority group in America. And you wonder why the brothers are upset. There are 44.3 million of them compared to 40.2 million blacks and 14.9 million Asians. Furthermore, the number of Hispanics is growing faster. Between 2005 and 2006, their population grew 3.4%. Man. Meanwhile, let me tell you something. One of the problems in Rhodesia, because when we went there, we increased the lifespan of the indigenous peoples in the area. We gave them hospitals and taught them hygiene habits, and their lifespan went from 30 to 60. And so not only were they living longer, but they were breeding like rabbits. We were the cause of our own demise. Little did we know at the time. Meanwhile, back to the story. Meanwhile, the non-Hispanic white population grew just 0.3%. Yeah, we're not doing well, you have to ask yourself, how's that possible? After all, we have Viagra. Anyway. Consequently, Hispanics accounted for almost half of the total U.S. population growth during this period, 1.4 million at a total population increase of 2.9 million. Perhaps if there were some reason to believe that Hispanics would be so grateful for this immigration bill that they would vote heavily Republican for years to come, then it might be worth supporting purely out of political expediency. But there's no reason whatsoever to believe that this will be the case, since the Democratic Congress will at least get equal credit for passage. It's worth remembering that despite Bush's support for the immigration bill last year, congressional Republicans got only 30% of the Hispanic vote versus 69% for the Democrats. This was a sharp decline from the 44% of Hispanics vote that Bush got in 2004. Thus, whatever gratitude Hispanics might have for him because of his support for immigration reform, it is not going to transfer to other Republicans. Now, this is where I differ with Bruce Bartlett. And although he is accurate in his assumption, but Bush's main impetus, I don't think Bush cares about votes at this point in time. He's not in the race any longer. He could care less who votes for who. And besides, after all, he's not a conservative, so why does he care? What Bush cares about is this prosperity and partnership agreement, otherwise known as the North American Union, as illustrated under Section 413. I mean, this section is mind-boggling in its proportion. It violates every single principle that the United States has ever stood for. Rather than leading by example to help poor and economically disadvantaged countries, showing the way on how to lift yourself up by your bootstraps and how to figure out how to get things done, how to take care of your people, give them health care, start the economy going. This is what, you know, is what you're supposed to do. You know, show Mexico what to do. Look, if you do it this way, you can save all your people. But no. Mexican government doesn't want to do it. They don't want to have the burden of the underclass. They don't want to take care of the underclass. They don't want to improve the lives of everyday Americans. They don't want to give them health care. They don't want to give them nothing. So rather than deal with a revolt in Mexico, they ship them to the United States. I mean, it's mind-boggling. So now we're going to have this North American Partnership Agreement, which it's going to be a win-win situation, just like NAFTA was. Just like NAFTA was. And the people are still arguing. We got $125 billion trade deficits with Mexico and Canada. How is this a win-win situation? Please tell me. Someone explain it to me. Maybe I'm not comprehending this too well. So not only that, but U.S. taxpayers, I mean, think how absurd this is. American taxpayers, you and me, are going to pay welfare benefits to Mexicans in Mexico. As a matter of fact, they don't even have to. I guess this is the secret plan. I tell you how to stop them coming across the border. Let's just give them money. Well, that's what it is, want of a better word. We are now, under Section 413, giving welfare to Mexico. We're going to help them with their health care system. We're going to help the poor and the impoverished. We're going to have job creations. We're going to do all these kind of neat things. At the same time, as Byron Dorgan was pointing out in his speech, now I have to say something about liberals. They have really good arguments, and then halfway through their good argument, they get all squirrely and they go all socialist. Because Byron Dorgan was making his pitch, but then to justify his stand on the reason to raise the minimum wage. You were doing so good with your explanation, then you had to come up with this minimum wage thing. But he showed facts, and I believe his facts to be true. Because there's three distinct classes that are going to be affected by this immigration bill. The service sector, which has pretty much replaced the manufacturing sector in America. Service sector is going to get hit. Manufacturing sector is going to get hit. And the trucking industry is going to get hit. Now, the president wants to tell us that they're coming over here because Americans don't want to do the jobs that Mexicans are prepared to do, which is hogwash. In the service sector, 83% of the people who work in the service sector, no matter how you decry them, it's a job, it pays the bills, it may not be much, but then again, they're products of public education. Let's not go into that one. But 83% of the service sector are Americans, legal Americans. 13% of that is illegals. So what happens when millions of these Mexicans come over that they want the service sector jobs because they're low-skilled, you know, no education people? And so what that does is it's going to dilute the pool that's already there. In other words, whatever the service sector employees are making with these more people coming in there, naturally wages are going to go down. The same applies to whether it's in the trucking industry. Still, better than 80% of the people in the trucking industry are Americans or legal residents. That 11% are illegal. So that's going to devastate that industry. And let's not talk about manufacturing. What's left of the manufacturing base, which is not much in any way, shape, or form, which is the reason we run these large deficits. But this is the stealth part of this plan. It's got nothing to do with anything else. This has got nothing to do with alleviating the poor people that are living in the shadows. I mean, if you read the bill in its entirety, what America has done is it's become the coyotes. I guess if you had a look at it, the guys that are really miffed off with this immigration bill are the coyotes, because they're getting stiffed. I don't know what they charge to bring people across the border, but I bet you it's not more than $5,000, which is what is required in this bill, apparently. People that have been here since who knows when are going to pay a $5,000 fine, pay their back taxes. Coyotes cut those kind of deals. Isn't that funny? It's throughout history. It's amazing. You know, back in the 20s, the mafia was a problem. So the government figured out how to shut down the mafia. Then they figured out, you know, these guys really had a plan. These guys knew how to do it. They had their finger in every single pie. They got a little piece of the action all the way around. They didn't miss nothing. We should be more like the mafia. And America became the mafia. It is. I mean, look at the IRS. I mean, the only thing that's different is Guido doesn't come around and kick you in the knees. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe they do. But then again, I pay my taxes. So I don't know. And I shouldn't be laughing about this, because this is not a laughing matter. This is a dead serious matter. And it's amazing that more than likely this bill is going to pass. Because the elites, as Rush emphasized, want it to pass. The elites on the left and the elites on the right. What Rush doesn't get is they both are one and the same people. He actually thinks there's a division. There's no division. You know, how much time we got? I don't even know if I got time to get into this. I don't know if you noticed this, but you understand the free speech policies on college campuses in America? I don't care whether you're talking about Princeton, Harvard, Berkeley, you name it, they're all the same. There's no free speech. You think on a college campus this is what they do. Oh, yes. We may disagree with what you say, but you're right to say it, yeah, on a college campus. Well, on college campuses, there's certain things you cannot say. You cannot expel certain political viewpoints. I'll continue my thought on the other side.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
One thing I noticed over this whole episode with Ron Paul, as I said, on college campuses, and just follow me on this one, college campuses, there's no free speech on college campuses. In other words, if you have, and I use this term loosely, conservative viewpoints on college campuses in America, you're a persona non grata. That same elite attitude that is on college campuses has morphed itself into mainstream Republican Party. Because if you think of, and granted, he pulled his petition, the Republican chairman from Michigan, who wanted to shut Ron Paul out of the debate. Now, is this guy really a Republican? Because that's the same philosophy that they have on college campuses around the world. And he wasn't the only Republican that came out and wondered, well, Ron Paul, he shouldn't be on the debates anymore. He's asking too many tough questions. So who are these people? I mean, this is the same mindset. This is It just goes to show what a waste these puppy mills of socialism are. You want to save America? You got to abolish Harvard, Princeton, all these elite Ivy League colleges. That's the ones that are destroying America, because they're producing these people that we are dealing with right now. They all the elites, all the hierarchy, they all, look at George Bush, where was he? Yale? Skull and Bones? I mean, it's the same liberal policies. Well, you got to think about it. When most people are in college, they're at that time in their life. Winston Churchill said, if you're not a liberal in your 20s, you have no heart. If you're not a conservative in your 50s, you have no brain. Well, yes, I understand this. But these are 50-year-old Republicans that apparently seem to have no brain. They've adopted this thing. But this whole bill, this whole immigration bill is actually not so much an immigration issue. It's what's hidden in this bill that should be of more concern to, because this is sovereignty. This is your culture. It's your heritage. It's your country. You're kissing it all goodbye if this thing ever becomes law. And it's not as though there are laws currently on the books to address every single issue that they are talking about superfluously. Whatever it is. There's laws on the books that were passed in 1986 that forbids employees to hire people without proper identification to check on their status. Crazy world we live in. Anyway, my friends, don't forget tomorrow, Chuck Colson from Straight Gate Ministries will be with us, and that should be a load of fun as well. So till then, see you, bye.